Welcome back, Patriot Pals, to the Mel Kay Show. As you know, the guest I have on today is somebody that has taught me more than almost anybody else about the globalist takeover of the world and where we are right now and how we ended up here. He has been fighting for God and country and is one of the best investigative journalists out there. Thank you for joining me, Alex Newman.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I was excited to see you today, because every single day I keep thinking we are becoming the CCP. And it is going as fast as they can. Every day you wake up and you think, oh, what else can they do? And yet they are. What is going on and why is it going so fast?
Well, I think the reason why they've gone into warp speed right now is very simple. They realize that, and they have professional modelers that look at these things. They realize that at the rate that Americans and people around the world are waking up, they have a very small window of opportunity to still move their agenda forward. One of the things that I think is so interesting is that they're acting like there won't be any election in 2022, or at least any election that is going to matter, that's going to be legitimate. Because, they can look at the polling data. Even the fake polls show that the Democrats are going to be absolutely creamed, that Joe Biden has one of the lowest approval ratings of anyone ever. And yet they're doubling down, right? They're putting the pedal to the metal. So I think what is going on here, Mel, is that they realize if we don't get this done and very soon, we're all busted. We're all probably going to jail. The American people will take back control of their country. And so they've just got, they've got to do it. It's now or never.
Yeah, I have been hearing that their goal is to not have the 2022 election. And, you know, you see all the NGOs that are involved in the Great Reset already pushing the summer of rage and all of this ugliness. The January 6th committee is the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen happen to our country in real time in my lifetime. And yet they're acting like they're winning, and it's very disturbing. And then something you've been pointing out for a really long time, is the globalist agenda behind here, the Great Reset agenda, the World Economic Forum. And what we saw the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, then Bilderberg, then the IMF meeting last. They're not even hiding it. This is the weirdest thing, because when you started talking about it a decade ago, or more than that, maybe, it was like they were hiding it. They didn't put it in our faces. Now they're putting it in our faces in a way that does seem very communist Chinese party-like. And I wonder how much that is involved on the globalist scale.
Well, I think part of it is they want to demoralize us. And part of it is they know they can't hide this anymore. So you're right. 10 years ago, when we were talking about these things, the fake news would say, oh, they're being conspiracy theorists. Oh, they're just making stuff up. Now we'll say this exact same things. And the proof is out there for everybody to see. And instead of saying they're making that up or they're conspiracy theorists, they'll say, well, they must be evil, racist, xenophobic, and pick your smear term, for not agreeing that we should have a Great Reset, for not agreeing that we should have a one world government. So I think they want us to have a sense that this is inevitable. I think that is part of the psychological terrorism that's coming through the media, is now to convince people like you, people like me, people who are watching this show, that there's nothing that can be done. It's inevitable. Just hunker down and accept it and hope that the alligator eats you last. But that is a lie from the pit of hell. This is not inevitable. There's nothing that's written in stone that says these people are going to be our overlords. We must stop them. It's not even an option.
And what are your solutions, Guy? What should people be doing right now? People say, oh, what can I do? One person can. Yeah, you can do something. What should people be doing at this point?
I think the most critical thing that an average person can do, and this, you don't have to change any state laws or federal laws, you don't have to get any court decisions. Everybody, essentially, with children, with a tiny handful of exceptions, can do this. Get your kids out of the government's brainwash camps. They are weaponizing our own children against us. They're weaponizing our kids against our country, against our churches, against God, against the rule of law, against our Constitution. And the last thing you want to have to do in the days ahead is fight a multi-front war, and with one of those fronts being your children coming after you, right? We've seen how totalitarian regimes do this. We've seen in Nazi Germany, right, in communist China, in the Soviet Union, where children become agents of the state and report on their parents for not agreeing with the party line. And right now, in every one of the 50 states, you can very easily, very simply, and completely legally protect your children from that. Get them out, homeschool them, put them in a good private Christian school that you have vetted. Find an alternative. Whatever you do, don't hand them over to these people. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do. After that, Make sure that you are educated on what's going on. Make sure that you're prepared, most importantly, spiritually, but also, you know, especially if you have children or family members who depend on you, make sure you've got extra supplies. I think the supply chain issues and the food supply, we're going to see a lot of turbulence there. And then finally, you know, now is the time to get involved in the political arena. We must be running and supporting good candidates for office at every level. Sheriffs are critical, city commission, county commission, mayor, state representative. You know, at this point, I'm done with Washington, D.C. It's the source of the problem. But, you know, if we can get good people at the state and the local level, it can be an incredible difference in terms of how the tyranny affects your local community. We saw it here in Florida during the COVID madness. Yeah. Life here in my neck of the woods went on pretty much as normal, whereas other people were living in an open air concentration camp. So get involved in the political system.
I'm in New York City. It's a communist socialist dystopia. I'm out soon, but I had to wait for the right time. But no, what you're saying is really interesting to me also, because you and I both have also looked into the model of the color revolutions. And this I did a show the other day on the National Endowment for Democracy and how they've gone into all these countries using the youth or this. They infiltrate with the tech and the youth and all that. And then it's our money, by the way, but they're going into foreign countries and they do the whole model, like you're saying, and they turn everyone against each other and then they regime change. But the problem is that it is the people that are right now installed in DC. This is why I agree with you about DC, are the ones that are the most guilty of that over the last 15, 20 years. And I think that's what they're doing here. I look at the color revolution model. I know a lot of people said that, but I think people really have to understand this is a playbook and we are being played, because when I see that it's really Susan Rice basically running our domestic policy, and she was the UN ambassador, and Samantha Power is running the USAID money, also UN ambassador, both under Obama. I just sit here and I say, it's very obvious what's going on here. And yet people still want to pretend that, you know, the situation is normal, and it's not normal.
You're exactly right, Mel. And in fact, what you just described is documented, it is provable, and it is literally the same people who overthrew all these foreign governments, the same people, the same names that are doing it here. Norm Eisen, he literally wrote the State Department manual on color revolutions, and he was a critical part of the operation that we saw take place during the election and in the immediate aftermath of the election, whereby they pulled this gigantic hoax, this gigantic fraud, this gigantic criminal operation on the American people, parts of which, incidentally, were documented by their own stenographers. Time Magazine did this crazy propaganda piece. They used the word conspiracy more than a half a dozen times to describe what had happened. This was a conspiracy, they said, of big government, big labor, big tech, big business to remove the president that the American people wanted and to install an illegitimate regime that would drive our country into the ground. And so we're now living through that right now. Right. But we can learn a lot. I'm so glad you brought out the issue of the color revolutions, because we can learn a lot about what they're doing to us right now by looking at what they did in Ukraine, what they did in North Africa, what they tried in Syria. That's what they want for us. And if we're not careful, that's the direction we're headed.
Right. And, you know, it was that Transition Integrity Project where they simulated a year before Podesta, Eisen and all of them every way Trump could win and then countered it. And then they had like the Democracy Matters media. I mean, what people have to understand is that we have been so played. This has been such a psychological, like mind wars level, like a Aquino level war on our brains and our psychology. And like you said, spiritually, emotionally, and people are exhausted and demoralized. And I keep telling people, this is not the time to be exhausted and demoralized. This is the time to do what you're saying, what I'm saying, look into this stuff and be empowered by the fact that they're not that creative.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, Mel. A lot of this stuff is old tricks that they know work. And speaking of old tricks. Yeah, I always encourage people to really understand what Sun Tzu outlined in The Art of War. I mean, military generals all over the world to this day still read that book because there's so much insight into the art of warfare. And first of all, you need to recognize we're in a war. We didn't ask for this war. We didn't declare this war. We're just sitting here minding our own business, trying to raise our kids, trying to make a living. Right. And this war was declared on us. We didn't want it. We didn't ask for it, but it's here. It's on our shores. And if we lose, everything is on the line. And so one of the most critical things he says in this is that you've got to understand your enemy and you've got to understand yourself. And right now, unfortunately, Americans are very weak on both of those things. We've been brainwashed with fake history. We've been brainwashed with fake civics. We don't understand how our government's supposed to work. We don't understand what our founding documents say. And very few of us have a real understanding of what's going on. A lot of people, you know, who look at this problem, they say, well, it's just the Democrats. If we could just get rid of the Democrats, everything would be fine. The rhinos are just as much a part of the problem. And the enemy is much broader than just the political system and the shadowy swamp monsters that inhabit it. This is much bigger. So we need to have a good understanding of who we are as a people, our history, our heritage, which is absolutely incredible. There's no other place in the world like America, and we need to understand that. And also what we're up against. You know, Trump called it the deep state. I think that's a fine term to kind of characterize what we're dealing with. But we need to understand the nitty-gritty. You mentioned some of the key individuals, some of the key organizations, Bilderberg, the World Economic Forum. These are big things, the Council on Foreign Relations. These are not they, right? We're not talking about they. We're talking about real people with real names, with evil agendas. And then behind them, the Bible tells us that we're dealing with powers and principalities. We're dealing with spiritual evil, spiritual wickedness. And when you understand the whole scope of the battle, you get a much better understanding of how you proceed and win.
Yeah, I like how you say that. That's why I call a lot of my talks the puppet masters, who's running the world. Because when you do go through this stuff, I was doing a deep dive trying to go through like the National Endowment for Democracy, you know, the whole thing, Project Democracy that started under Reagan, but really Bush, and really all this stuff. And then I was going through Trilateral Commission, Atlanta Council, Council of Foreign Relations, Aspen Institute. It's all the same people. Yep. So that's what you're saying. It's if you do actually look at, because I now every time I see something, I'm like, who's on that board? You know, and it's not that hard. Once you just start connecting, and then I'll always be like World Economic Forum and put the name, or a CFR, put the name, and it's always the same people. And here's the thing. What is really interesting is that we do have a class of people, you've talked about it many times, that consider themselves superior race. You know, their whole issue is what to do about humanity. And it's really the opposite. It's really what to do about them. And so many people are waking up. But like, if you did only just a little bit of your research, they don't hide that it's all the same people involved. And it's all the same concepts just over and over. And even in the CFR magazine, you're like, oh, come on. I mean, they don't, it's the same exact article that's on the World Economic Forum site. And another thing that I think people don't fully understand is how much we are funding them, because what you and I have both talked about is their public-private partnership is really how to circumvent our individual governments, the sovereignty, the Constitution, and allow these banking and multinational corporations to just reconstruct humanity's experience at will. And that's another big thing. I think people have to realize they have to stop funding these people.
Absolutely. And when you look at the funding of this, what you find is humanity is being looted on a massive scale, on an unprecedented scale. You know, we used to think that the kings of ancient times were horrible for imposing, you know, 20-30% taxes. Basically, all of the resources that this criminal predatory class has amassed have been looted from humanity. You know, people look at George Soros. Well, he was a businessman. No, he didn't. The guy was his startup company was backed in Switzerland by the Rothschilds. They gave him market intelligence so that he could get enormous gains. I'm not at risk of a libel lawsuit for saying that George Soros was found guilty by a court for insider trading. It's a fact. Exactly. The truth is a defense. So that's what's happening here. These people have hijacked control of our monetary system. They're like blood sucking parasites, looting humanity, sucking our wealth out of us, and then using that wealth to destroy our children, to destroy our families, to destroy our country. And so we've got to stop funding them. And you know, every one of us can participate in that. Don't go to McDonald's. Don't shop at a woke corporation that hates you. Buy the goods and services that you need from people in your local community, from local farmers. And we can start putting a real dent in this. Eventually, we're going to have to address the monetary system.
Yeah.
You know, the Federal Reserve is literally a banking cartel that exists to loot America and hijack policy. So eventually, we're going to have to address that. But it all goes back to what I was saying. We have to understand the way our enemy operates. One of the key ways they do that is by looting us and robbing us. And we have to strategize for how do we defeat that? How do we come up with a new system? And that's where this is going to eventually have to go.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there's a lot of confusion about where China fits in. I've seen some other people out there. I don't watch that many. I watch you and I don't watch that many other shows because I don't have the time. But also there's certain people that I know they're going to give me information that isn't coming from elsewhere. I have heard a lot of talk about the CCP wanting to infiltrate our country, literally, militarily. You know, then people throw out what's going on with Russia. I think that was totally preventable and part of the whole plan to destroy our country anyway. But where are we in terms of the CCP? Because the messaging is all over the place. And, you know, half the people think that we're about to be invaded by Chinese soldiers from the north and south. And the other half, or if you listen to Biden and them, with everything that they're doing, they're actually, it's benefiting the CCP, a lot of the moves they're making. Where are we in the picture of China? Because it's very confusing, I think.
Well, I think understanding communist China and where it fits into this is absolutely critical. You cannot have a full understanding of what's happening in the world today unless you understand where the CCP came from, what its role is, and where it fits in this agenda for a new world order. So I'll start off by saying from the very beginning, the Communist Party of China was put into power by the very same deep state criminals that we've been talking about. If you look at the people who brought Chairman Mao to power, almost every single one of them was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. This was, right, you know, a little bit before the Bilderberg got started, but it's the same cabal. And they were very open about it. People like George Marshall, member of the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations. Yes. He was Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State during World War II and so on. And he openly bragged about the fact that he was putting an arms embargo on our ally, Chiang Kai-shek, who helped us defeat the Japanese in World War II, right, while they were occupying China. Why in the world would you stab your ally in the back and bring a mass murdering butcher to power? Okay. And this at every step of the way, these same deep state swamp monsters brought them to power. Then after they had succeeded in enslaving mainland China, the Free Chinese escaped to Taiwan. They said, now we've got to build up this mass murdering dictatorship to become not just a major threat, but a hegemonic power that can eventually challenge the United States. Yeah. And that took place over a period of generations. Henry Kissinger was a key player in that. Kissinger, of course, was a minion, a poodle for the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers were instrumental players. And by the way, the same thing happened in the Soviet Union, too. But I think China is even more critical to understand right now.
Right.
And they did this pretty openly, Mel. David Rockefeller went over to China in the early 1970s, and he came back and wrote about it in the New York Slimes. You can read it. It's still posted on their website today.
He was enamored with how they were running everything over there.
He said it was the most successful experiment in human history. Can you imagine saying that about an experiment that resulted in the slaughter of tens of millions of innocent people? I mean, you must be one of the most vile psychopaths to have ever walked on this planet to think that's a successful experiment. I mean, if you measure success in the number of people killed, yeah, that was a pretty successful experiment, but it was monstrous. And so at every step of the way, they've been building up the communist Chinese. Bill Clinton did it, right? And this all came out. This was in the open. Johnny Chung was transferring secret illegal contributions from the CCP to the DNC, to Clinton, in exchange for access to all of our most sensitive military technology.
Right.
The former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore, talked to the New American Magazine about this. He said it was treason what they did. Nothing happened. Today, they've got Clintons, they've got Bushes on the payroll, they've got hundreds of thousands of agents in this country. And ultimately, where this is going, I think, Mel, is they want a world order modeled on the communist Chinese system. Right. They want social credit score for everybody on the planet. They want total control. They want to decide how many children you get to have, if you get to have children. They want to, that's right. And I mean, they're obsessed with population control. They want to make every decision for you. And they don't want to have to resort to concentration camps and torture. They'd rather you just behave yourself because you don't want a bad social credit score. But trust me, if you don't, they will do the concentration camps. They will do the torture. They will do the organ extractions because they are monsters. They are barbarians. And once you understand that China is the model and one of the driving forces, you realize the only obstacle still standing in the way of this is the true United States, the ideals that our country was founded on. And so when Trump's director of policy and planning at the National Security Council, Rich Higgins, put this all into a memo and said, you know, this coalition of globalists, Islamists, socialists, et cetera, trying to destroy our country. They don't want to just destroy our country. They want to destroy our nation even as an ideal, the ideal that our rights come from God, that the purpose of government is to protect our rights, these biblical foundations of our country. That's what they're gunning for now, so that out of the ashes of the United States and the U.S.-led system, we can move toward this totalitarian one-world system modeled on China. That's where they're going, and that is the real essence of this battle that we're in right now.
Yeah, but we have to take that knowledge and we have to use it. You know, that's where we are. We the people need to realize, A, this country is very young. And, you know, talk about the best experiment. It's also the greatest country in the world for freedom, for opportunity, for potential. They're taking it all away in real time in front of us. And how does What's bothering me the most is Joe Biden and his son and all of them are so compromised when it comes to the CCP that I think that they have a tremendous amount of power right now by just having him in there. And we're the laughingstock to the rest of the world because they all know it. But it's we, the people, that have to really start to say, you know what, there's things we can do, like you're saying here, to turn this around. But like you said, they are trying to demoralize people. They are trying to spiritually attack people. We're seeing God erased as much as they can every day. And again, now they're putting in another ministry of truth. They had their ministry of truth. They put up the worst person possible, which now, because I understand their tactics, might have been a diversion. That they put that girl that was so easily like destroyed in terms of credibility, and then they pull it and nobody realizes they handed it to Chertoff. And then behind the scenes, then yesterday, Kamala Harris comes out with Blinken and Mayorkas with a new online harassment task force. And it's like, this is the Ministry of Truth again. And this is an important part of what you talk about a lot, which is them. The narrative cannot be what it is. It has to be upside down. They have to control the narrative. And that's really what this censorship stuff is about. It's not about helping anyone. What's your take on, they're not giving up on silencing as many people as they can.
They have to. It's not an option for them. And we really saw this come to the forefront in the 2016 election. They realized at that time that even though all of their propaganda machine, I think 98 out of the top 100 newspapers, 93% of the network coverage of Trump was negative. And still, they were losing on a massive scale. The more they attacked somebody, the more the American people said, hey, that guy must be good, right? Otherwise, the fake media wouldn't be attacking. So they lost control of the narrative in 2016, and they recognized that. Alex Jones, I think, was a really good example of that. His views on YouTube combined were more than almost all of the mainstream fake media combined. And that's when they said, hey, we can't have this anymore. We've got to shut this guy down. And so they took him down in a coordinated takedown on all of the different platforms. Precisely because it was not just destroying their narrative, it was showing everybody that the narrative was destroyed, right? At this point, the establishment does not control the narrative anymore. They try, but they have failed in that. So now what they need to do is convince us that everybody around us believes the lies that they're saying so that we won't speak up in church, so that we won't speak up at city council meetings. But that's a lie, too.
Yeah.
Talk to your neighbors. Talk to the people at your church. You'll find out very quickly that Americans are waking up and have woken up. So we need to continue what we're doing. I mean, your show is instrumental in this, and the entire mass of truth-telling voices has really broken that barrier. We have broken through, and I firmly believe now that the alternative media is more significant in terms of shaping public opinion than the lying fake media like CNN and so on. We've got to keep going on that momentum, and we've got to push back on that. That's why they're so desperate to silence the internet. That's why they're so viciously promoting this idea that disinformation, which is truth, is actually responsible for terrorism and so on. They're pulling out all stops here.
Yeah, and the scariest part is what is happening with this January 6th committee. First of all, I'm 100% with you. We are definitely the majority. If you get outside of Malibu and Montecito and a small part of Chicago, Manhattan, and DC suburbs, where you know the rest of the country is pretty much the same place we are. But a lot of people again are saying, "Well, what can I do? What can I say?" And then there's also the people, I say a quote from Arendt a lot, which is, it wasn't the convinced Nazi or the committed communist that was the problem in Nazi Germany. It was the apathetic German. But they're making it so bad that being apathetic, whether it's the border, the cost of living, the violence, all of this stuff, it's everyone's waking up at their own pace. You've been awake a long time. But I do see every day, even in Manhattan, where people are still somewhat brainwashed. I mean, there's still people walking around with two masks and 6 feet distancing here. It's true. And these are people with PhDs from Harvard, I assure you. So, but they've destroyed that whole thing. The one thing that I do believe that they're trying for is to somehow arrest Donald Trump for phony insurrection. And because it's supposedly in the Constitution that you can't, you know, not supposedly that he couldn't be president again. The whole goal right now is going after Trump, but I think it's backfiring because the more they're going after him, the more people have to realize they could go after you too. Like what they did to Navarro. These are incredibly dangerous people, but I honestly think that they're helping us.
Yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned that. They are, without question, there is no doubt about it, they are hoping to arrest Donald Trump in a very high profile spectacle and put him in jail and humiliate him and destroy his business as a message to everybody else in America that would oppose them. Look, we took down your leader. We took down Donald Trump. You think you're going to mess with us?
Right.
Give me a break. And they've been doing this strategically. I mean, right from the start, they took out several of his key people. They took down General Flynn. Then they took down Paul Manafort, his campaign manager. They took down Roger Stone, and then Steve Bannon, and Peter Navarro. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. This is strategic. These are hyenas that understand full well what they're doing. And right now, I can tell you right this moment, there are slimy, dishonest bureaucrats at the Department of Injustice who are pouring through documents and concocting a fraudulent criminal case against President Trump. I'm not speculating about that. I know that for a fact. Now, the real question is whether that will succeed. Can they get a rigged jury in Washington, D.C. to convict Trump? And I think the answer is quite possibly. So we need to be aware of that. We need to recognize that this is an attempt to demoralize the entire opposition. And we also need to recognize that if they manage to succeed in that, if they can arrest Trump and put him away without, I mean, just a massive awakening, without an all out rebellion by the American people, it may well be over. So we need to be preparing ourselves for that spiritually, mentally, physically, because that's what they're going to try to do. And we must not allow it. It must be stopped at all costs. This is not justice. This is political persecution. This is banana republic stuff. And this is one of the final steps they think is necessary before they can turn America into a civil war, a failed state. We've got to stop it.
Yeah, they want a civil war, which is why I keep telling people, you got to fight their summer of rage with like peace and love. And we are not going that way. We are going to go. They manipulated Gandhi and Martin Luther King and all that to be like, we're the good guy. No, you're not. That's not what they did. But we do need to do that because I see them. But I think you're right about one big thing is if they fail, they're all done. They're all gone. Because I've been saying they've been investigating Donald Trump for years. I want to know about Obama. Like, why aren't we doing investigations on Obama and Pelosi and all that? Because when they do fail, I believe God wins here and we win. But honestly, these people all need to be held to task because we can't have no justice. I think at this point, the thing that's bothering people the most, not just in America, worldwide, is watching America have no law and order and no true justice system and people getting away with thing after thing. I mean, again, like Hillary Clinton's out there, like gloating about the January 6th committee. And I'm thinking, you should have been in prison 20 years ago. But yet the whole world's watching. So we really do need a little bit of justice. But God first here, because we do need God to be in our lives every single day to help us fight this properly. So any last words for the folks?
Well, I think the last words you just gave are hitting the nail on the head times a million. Without God, this fight is over. Pack it in, go home, and get ready to be a slave, because there is only one answer to this crisis, and that is complete and total reliance on God's word and on God himself. He will fight the battles for us, and I agree with you 100%. God is the route to victory. God is already victorious. And you're right, too, about the accountability. The criminals who have been waging war on our country must be held accountable. That includes the COVID criminals. That includes the people in the Obama administration that were deliberately arming and supporting known designated terrorist organizations. That includes the people who sold us out to the communist Chinese. They must not be allowed to fall on, to have some lower level minion fall on their sword. But folks, I go to Ephesians 6 all the time because it so perfectly describes the reality that we're in right now. It's a spiritual war. Yeah, there are bad guys all over. There are physical bad men who want to hurt you and who want to hurt your family. But behind them is something much darker and much more evil. These are the powers and the principalities. And in Ephesians 6, God actually tells us how to deal with that, right? We're supposed to put on the shield of faith to keep us safe from all the fiery darts of the wicked, the lies of Satan, the demoralization, the spiritual oppression. And then we know we have an offensive weapon as well. And that is the Bible. That is the word of God. That is our standard for morality. And that is the weapon that we use in this battle. So I want to thank you so much, Mel, for all that you do. Thank you for just keeping the troops informed. And hey, we got to do this. We're going to do this and just put all your reliance and trust on God. That's how we win.
Great. And please tell everyone where to find you. I read everything that Alex Newman puts out personally. So when people ask me how I learned so much, he's one of the reasons. So if you could tell everyone where to find you and how to follow you, that would be helpful.
I so appreciate it. So my personal website is libertysentinel.org. You see it behind me. I'm also a senior editor at the New American Magazine. I have a daily show on the Lindell TV Frank Speech Network that's later rebroadcast on Brighton. It's called The Sentinel Report. And I've been trying to get you on, Mel, hopefully one of these days.
Yes, I can't wait. But thank you so much for all you do. And please, everyone, follow Alex Newman. He is ahead of the curve. He has been for a long time, and his solutions are the only solutions we need. And keep the faith, and God wins. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Mel.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about my amazing partner, Mel K. Superfoods. Times have changed so much, and this is a good way to stay very, very committed to your health, wellness, and very focused with a little bit of effort and a lot of benefit. You know, we've been traveling all over the country. We bring it with us. It's very packable, a very consistent diet. Even when we're feeling a little low energy, we'll pop in another shake. When I'm on the road, finding that, you know, we're in the car for hours, it's a great alternative to stopping and, you know, maybe getting fast food or something else. I have my product with me, and it's really proven to be a great tool for both when I'm home and doing my thing, but certainly when I'm traveling. So go to MelKSuperfoods.com now and check out all the amazing products and supercharge your wellness journey today with me. Let's get back out there and live our healthiest life, our best life. And nothing can stop us if we are healthy from inside out. MelK Superfoods is the missing link.
Mel!